Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
All right, I'm done talking shit. I'm good.
What I do is, when I write up a thing, I just write, drop a pin, I'm going to come and fight you. That's what I write every time.
Yeah.
So that's usually.
I am always like, I'll have things like, whatever, like pop off a little bit on Twitter.
Sure.
And I'll start getting like replies from people who don't follow me or I don't
know.
Right. And I literally always just want to reply, suck my fucking dick. Like, no nuance, no argument. Like, you say something and I just reply back, suck my fucking dick. And that's it.
That's all you're getting from
me.
But
it's the thing where it's like, I don't even want to.
Right.
Because then when I say that, it's going to get a reply. Mm-hmm. And it's like a whole fucking thing. It's like, just suck my dick.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and nothing on it, like, nothing, like vastly political about it, but it's just, like, it's how you feel. Like, just suck a fucking dick.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Suck a dick.
It's like,
dude,
why are you in my life now?
Because so often, let's say you have, like, a joke pop off and you get a lot of stuff. It's people that also want to have notifications that know that they're negative. You'll have some kind of interaction. It's like, you fucking coward, man. Come up with some own shit, you know?
Like, I posted that video of Jordan Peterson talking about his all meat diet on Twitter.
So funny.
It's like so crazy.
Eat a dick.
Yeah. But then the thing is that most of the, like, I got a bunch of, because it got retweeted a bunch, like, whatever. It's always the things that I don't care about.
You don't care that much energy into creatively.
Yeah. I literally just screen recorded this video and put it up. And then it got, mostly the replies were, I'd say 80% of the replies were people being like, watch out for your replies. There's going to be a bunch of assholes in your replies. And I'm like, you're the assholes now.
Yeah.
And like 20% of people being like, well, Jordan Peterson is actually blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, suck my fucking dick.
Yeah. Do you think I'm here for this?
It's always people like nitpicking.
Yes.
The way you say it.
Always making it about the argument and not the sentiment.
Yeah.
Like, we all know what is good and like just and true. But then we, like, get twisted in the details. And that's, like, the thing that's fucked up. I fucking hate Twitter. I hate social media, dude. But I got to start doing it better. And, like, 2018, it's a resolution of mine that I need to start making Instagram posts.
You're running out of time, my friend.
I mean, 2019.
Yeah, like, a couple weeks left.
Well, I tweeted to – I had this thing. It's funny how, like, now my brain – is not wired, but like now the way I think, the process that happens in terms of like, who am I offending? Is this considered ignorant anyway? Well, Prada did that fucking weird ad storefront thing where it's like blackface mannequins, basically.
Yeah, that was weird.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah,
they pulled it down though.
And a lot of people are like, I'm not shopping at Prada. It's in my head, what's funny is like, I don't think any of us are really shopping at Prada.
Yeah.
So I wrote like, yes.
Are you a rapper?
Yeah. Like, this is the reason I'm not going to be shopping at Prada.
Yeah,
and like
in
my head, I tweeted, I'm like, I think that's funny enough. It's fine.
Yeah.
But, like in my head, I had like 9 people looking at me like, this is, I can't believe you don't, you think this is a joke. And it's like, everything's, I'm making fun of the fact that. Oh,
and to
off.
That, my reply is,
suck my
fucking dick!
I think we're at a tipping point, though, dude. Like, we gotta, like, come together and stop. Like, yo, I don't like it when people talk shit about straight white men. Even though I get it, and it's all usually, like, pretty accurate and pretty true, but I feel like they're talking to, like, some frat bro. And granted,
yes,
I was in a fraternity, but I'm not like that, bro. And I need, like, you know how they always say, like, oh, if you're getting mad, like, then, like, it's not about you. It's about, like, the bad ones. And it's just like, nah, bro, like, we're not having a conversation. And Steve Kerr, the Warriors coach, he said the cool shit. He was just like, in 2008, Twitter was amazing. It was Arab Spring. It was people coming together, organizing, revolutionizing, changing the world. And in 2018, it's Donald Trump. And so, like, the turnover of the internet is so fast and so shitty that I feel like we got to be back on an upward swing. Either that or Twitter's going to start directing its hate at white women, which I'm totally fine with. I've kind of been, like, laying back in the cut waiting for it.
You got, like, fucking 2,000 Twitter drafts just waiting to go.
Listen, Deborah.
I think it's a thing where – I think it – almost the thing that offends me, it's not people being, like, straight white guys are bad. It's how quickly it got boring and hack. Yeah. It's not inventive and it's not interesting. Yeah. Because it's not that taking down people in power is not interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the right thing system. To do, usually, well, is to take shots at the people in power.
And speaking in, I think we're talking obviously about jokes and like in comedy specifically, straight white man became such a obvious immediate go to on every joke. Where it's like that has nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
that's not even a funny joke. It's like there are funny jokes about making fun of course. Of course, I'm just saying it just became so just.
I think it was a thing where when it started, it was like funny and interesting and provocative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and. It quickly became the same. It's the same thing as almost any well-tread territory where it was funny and interesting and provocative at the beginning. And then people saw other people getting success with it or saw that people were being like, oh, you talk about this and that makes you interesting. So now it's the people who are 3-4 levels lower in talent
and skills
and skill grabbing onto it and being like, oh, this is what's interesting and cool. It's the same as like when you see like a company be like that takes something and be like, oh, it'd be like, oh, Louis Vuitton and there's a skateboarding in the commercial, but it's just like a model skateboarding and they're not doing it well.
Holding a skateboard.
And it's just like, oh, this is not a thing that you are a part of really.
Yeah, it's labored, it's just disingenuous.
Yeah.
I've noticed it at shows like my girlfriend's 24, so like she has like very strong values. She's feminist and she has like some internalized misogyny where like she will yell at me for shit that like is just not me. So like one time I give her massages and I give her a full body massage.
Not for me.
She had a
body massage.
So one night we get back from a show and she'd been really good to me all week. And I was just like, yo, I'm going to give you a full body massage. I give her a foot rub. She has to get up early the next morning. I was just like, okay, go get in the shower, and then I'll give you a back rub when you're out the shower, right? And she was on her period. We weren't fucking. She didn't want to, like, ruin her duvet. I run red lights. Listeners, I run red lights. blood. And she put on these panties that had, like, it cut out the front so I could see, like, the pussy area, and it was, like, really hot. And I was just like, God damn. Gonna put on those panties and we can't have sex. Oh man, I wanted to fuck. And then she was just like, don't tell me what panties I can and can't wear. And I was just like, what? Like she was getting like all civil rights-y on me. I was just like, maybe pick a time that's not in between your back and fucking foot massage. I take care of you. I'm a good ass dude. And then, like, we were at a comedy show a couple weeks ago, and a very funny, very successful comedian was, like, every punchline was, well, and that's why men are shit. And she was just like, yeah, I'm kind of over it. And I was just like, that's how fast topics turn over nowadays. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it just seems like, I mean, comedically, if you're going out to shows, white ladies, I'm so sorry, but the reckoning is coming.
Right. Well, something we have... so many places to get jokes right now. It goes from ripe to rotten so fast because we're inundated with jokes.
Yeah,
Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, chat roulette.
But yeah, it's a thing where you see it on Twitter. Every joke has been written 10 times or 3,000 times, depending on how.
Even, like, I hate my kids is hack. Like, Louis drove that into the fucking ground. Like, you're not allowed to say, like, talk about, like, how you love your kids so much. Like, that's more interesting than being, like, I fucking hate this asshole that's 5 years old. You're an idiot. Like,
yeah,
it's over. Or, like, if Patrice still existed, I think that he might have played himself out because, like, his misogyny now would be, like, overplayed.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like with a guy like Nick DiPaolo, where 10, 15 years ago, I guess he's always been conservative, but it wasn't really out in the open as much, or he didn't talk about it as much.
He started making money off of being conservative, so he like really trumped it up.
He leaned into it.
And I mean, now it's like, it's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Nora Davis has so many great bits about loving his daughter and like trying to be a good father. It's like, that's hilarious. And I mean, obviously he's very funny, but it's like, we don't really get to hear that out very often. It's all, I hate my kids.
Everybody that I know that has kids, even if they're a complete fucking mess, like, they love the shit out of their kids. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I work with a guy that does coke 3 times a week, and like when you talk about his boys, he's just like, God damn, I love those fucking boys.
Yeah.
I was like, not enough to fucking stop partying, but like he fucking loves his kids, man.
Well, that's good, you know? He keeps down. I'm sure it might have been more beforehand.
Yeah, he's a wild man.
Good for him.
I can't wait till I get to be described as a wild man.
I think you're gonna start doing cocaine when you have kids.
I'm gonna start doing heroin when I have kids. I'm gonna have a kid and I'm gonna do a bunch of heroin once.
Uh-huh.
And then overdose and die. And leave my kid to become an artist.
There you go. That's the best. Yeah, I always say the worst thing you can do for your child is give them a good childhood.
I think so.
You gotta just hit them.
The worst thing you can do for a child is to have me be its father, I think.
No, I think all three of us would make excellent dads.
I think there are two good dads here. I think there is two good dads and also me.
No, you play up your dysfunction, but you're a lover, bro.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Love, yeah. I love that heart behind the suspenders.
I can see us like all living together. You have a kid.
We still live together.
Yeah.
We each have a kid. No women.
Yeah, Chuck's still there. Like, Chuck's like 45 years old.
Chuck's the babysitter. We're all at work.
And like I walk in and like your door's slightly cracked and I just see you like spooning a baby. We're all good boys. Like, we would raise good sons.
That's true. Or daughters.
No.
I would give my son to Diego and make him a warrior.
Yeah, that's right.
I would give my daughter to anyone who would take her. I would just be like, take this child.
If you had a boy, would you train him to be a killing machine from like an early age? Just
what do you mean by a killing machine?
Like, I mean like a master fighter. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He'd be really
from age, like when he started to walk. Yeah.
4 years old, I have a little geek form.
I think I'd be one of those dads that always had a picture of his baby with a gun. Just like put the gun on the baby.
Those dads don't exist.
They exist. You're not on the right parts of the internet like I am.
What of those dads?
Reddit, r/gunbabies. I'm on Reddit. We got an intro real quick, I guess. Hi, this is A Little Time. I'm Micah Brucey. That's my co-host, Diego Lopez. And today we have our wonderful brother in apartment, our roommate, our lover, comedian, podcast host. You know him, you love him. It's Will Winner. Wow. A little brain.
Thank you so much.
The good, the bad, and ugly.
Yeah, Brain Machine Network mashup.
Compadre. Look at this all coming together.
It is the best network, dude.
I've said it.
It's unbelievable.
Leif is the man. Mm-hmm. Leif will change your fucking life, bro.
He'll make
and
you
he's
a fucking...
been putting on button downs lately. He's really
he's looking
like,
great.
Snazzed.
He'll make you a fucking big dick warrior like the
this
rest of
us. This is the greatest podcast ever.
That's what I'm thank you so much. I've always said that about our podcast. No matter the episode.
Mm-hmm. What?
No matter what episode.
No matter
it is,
what episode.
Our podcast is the greatest podcast that's ever existed.
I love
it's
you,
so
boys.
Easy. It's so much fun.
Your Nick Nanny episode was like I listened to it over the summer when I was really bummed out and it like brightened my day.
Oh hell yeah!
That's a real. That's an insane one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nanny's the fucking man.
We
dude.
Did it shirtless.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you guys were shirtless. Yeah. I popped on more shirts. I watched him get engaged a couple weeks ago, and it was. So fucking funny.
It's crazy.
He did it with a Borat voice, right?
He did it with a PowerPoint presentation that ended with a Borat voice.
At
will
a
you
bar
be
show in Bushwick?
Yep.
My wife.
Will you be my wife?
Crazy. Yeah, you're texting me during it.
Dude,
or at what
I afterwards, happened. Yeah. Because I didn't know. Because apparently a bunch of people knew it was happening, and I didn't. And I just went. I wasn't going to go to that show.
Yeah.
I went to meet up with Joe Rumrill to. Get a key from him because he walked a dog for me while I was out of town.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'll just hang out at the show then, blah, blah, blah. And then...
Nobody spilled the beans to you at all?
No, I think he thought I knew.
Oh.
So a bunch of people knew. That's why there was a lot of people there. And oh, fucking...
That's crazy.
So fucking
do you think you guys will get married?
I don't know. I think it has to be very specific.
Here's the deal with you boys. You're both sweet boys, but you're both, like, fuck... Like, you fuck... So, like,
no, that's true. You know, it's
not fuck boys, but like, you get out there and like, you do what you need to do. Like, you get like sad after the breakup, but like, you don't like break your stride.
Oh, okay.
Like, you keep fucking.
I see what you're saying.
You keep rolling on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can see both of you being like, I don't know, marriage is not on the cards for me. And then like, 2 weeks later, you're like, I'm engaged.
I mean, that couldn't be. More accurate.
Really
it's a thing where it's
one.
Like I do not believe in marriage except for with every woman I've ever dated.
Yeah. And, like, I can see both of you being like, I don't know if monogamy is in the cards with me, like, to the girl that you're talking to. But, like, actually, inside you, like, really fucking love the shit out of her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude. I've been in multiple open relationships, and all of them have hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
None of it feels good.
Well, we were all broken up at the same time.
Yeah, that's dude. True. It was a real dark apartment for a little bit.
I liked it.
We were all somehow sleeping on the couch together.
Yeah. I liked walking in and watching you guys watch Patrice, like, out there in the room, like, on repeat. And I was just like, yeah!
Dude, for
my
months.
People!
Come on, I want to sit in the shower.
Yeah. And I was like, I haven't taken one in weeks.
Yo, shout out our landlady, Salsa. We finally have hot water in the shower.
Oh, dude, game changer, boy. Because she came over because the water keeps leaking down in her into her ceiling, and she brought this handyman up, the handyman guy. And I noticed the last time they fixed it, A, it wasn't connected to the wall.
And they threw out, like, half of our shit.
They threw a bunch of our stuff, yeah. But the wall, to turn the hot water left to make it hot,
yeah,
it would stop halfway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, they just didn't put it correctly.
Yeah.
And the guy that was there, he's like, yeah, they just didn't put it all the way. And he took it out and just turned it.
So now it gets, like, real fucking hot?
It gets so hot. And
does it go?
So
it goes all the way around now?
It goes all the way.
Oh, dude, I still stopped it at the spot it usually stops at today. It goes all the way?
Keep going.
Oh, honey.
Which, like, last winter, I was so sad.
Dude.
I started having dry skin because I'm just, like, lounging, dude. Yeah. Chilly.
I took a cold shower every day last winter.
Yeah.
Brutal.
It didn't heat up ever. And in the summer, the shower was so hot.
Yeah. It was so annoying.
It doesn't. I mean, it makes sense, I guess, because it's just hot out or whatever. I don't know. I don't know how anything works.
Pipes are in the sun? I don't know. the pipes through the fridge?
The pipes freeze? I don't know how that works, but.
No, but it really changed everything. I took a shower after training today, and it was just like.
Real fucking hot?
Me. Just. So, I got so steamy in there. I loved it.
I got the shower pretty warm today.
No, it was like a shower when you get home. I want you to fucking.
I'm not taking two showers.
I'm gonna force
in a day
you to
like fucking maniac.
Nah, you take two showers tonight, bro.
Those one of those kind of showers, man. That's not even a shower.
We've really come up. We got a bidet in 2018.
We got
a house.
All thanks
all
to you.
You.
The bidet is all thanks to you. And
go
you put
in there,
it in.
Give it a splash.
Oh god, changed my life.
Yeah,
it's really changed my life.
I wish I had one of those. The blowing dryer. I've seen those. Like, those are obviously like, very expensive toilets.
That's like a $30,000 toilet.
No, not that much. I'm sure like a $4,000 toilet.
I think it's a $90,000
toilet.
Those
are like the Japanese joints.
The Toto,
are,
yeah. Where it's like, there's like a fucking, it looks like a Starship Enterprise goddamn master's chair. And it's just like a bunch of little buttons. And there's like a fucking, the type of, like, if you want the water to go up and down or side to side.
You know what? I like that our bidet is only cold and very hard. It hits your asshole at one speed.
Yeah, if you go all the way to the right, it's like a power washer.
I've
bro.
Never gone all the way to the right. The lowest setting is hurtful enough.
Yeah.
It's like that scene in Shawshank when they first get into the prison and they like get delousing power and they get sprayed with water. Like, that's all it is. Minus the delousing power.
Once we got it, before I tried it out, I just like turned it on and it shot and hit the shower door. And I was like, whoa.
Dude, like, when I was installing it hit me in the face. And thank God, because now it's covered in like 7 months worth of piss. Like, it would have been gnarly, but like at the first time, like, you could drink from it. It's pretty sick.
Now I drink from it.
I use it for my cereal.
That dude, I saw him. He lives near us, and he's on the walk to the train.
What do you mean, that dude?
The guy who owns the bidet company.
No shit.
I'm not going to say the
name.
No.
But he hates us, bro. He really – our podcast did an ad run for his company, and I think that he thought that it was going to go well. And he also, like, wanted – he's, like, into comedy, and he wanted to write copy for the ads. And, like, we would always just be like,
no.
We're just going to
do
what we want. Yeah. And I saw him on the street, and I recognized him. He looked me in the eyes, and he just shook his head. Oh, yeah, dude.
What a little bitch.
Wow.
You would think a guy with, like, that clean of an asshole would, like, be pretty chill.
But, yeah, you'd think somebody.
That was, like, when I first moved to the city, I had this job. And I had it when we first started living together, when I was working at that.
The
bomb,
weed shop.
The online head shop.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like 6 months ago, I saw my boss from there on the street, and he was just looking at me. And then I was looking back at him like, why is this fucking guy looking at me? It took me so long to remember who he was that we were just were like staring at each other for like a long fucking time.
Do you think he was in the same place, like trying to figure out who?
No, I think he remembered me and hated me because he fired me. Because it's like,
I don't think I could ever fire somebody.
Okay, but what if you were running a small business and one of your 1 to 2 employees was doing, let's say, time card theft every day?
What does that mean?
Like, he got us – we used to just have a paper timesheet,
mm-hmm.
and we would write
– How many hours you
worked. How many hours you worked. And I was obviously lying on
that.
You
have to lie.
By how much?
About 15, 20 minutes every day. That's whatever. Yeah, but that's then right. Then he gave us an app to clock in on.
Mm-hmm.
So – and I live –
It's called Tinder.
It was – It's called – Fuck you, you fucking bitch.
Crowler.
But it was a 12 to 15 minute walk to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd clock in at the house and then walk to work and get that extra time.
It's 15 fucking minutes. Get a fucking life, you loser.
Break
like,
down
you
the
run
math.
A business.
How much is 15 minutes?
15 minutes would have been about $3.75.
Yeah.
That's making like 15 an hour there.
No, that guy sucks, dude.
But I was doing it for like a long time.
I know. I've sure, like stolen a lot of different jobs, and like it's part of the game. If you want somebody that's good at the job, then they're going to skim off the top.
Yeah.
And if you want like some lame-o that's scared to lose the job, they're going to do everything by the book, but they suck at the job. The black market makes everything thrive, dude. You need to have like skeevy people that are willing to work hard because they're trying
to
get one over on you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the one they're trying to get over is not too big.
No.
That's when it's huge. It's like, oh, you're bad at this.
I mean, the better business that you work for that makes more money, you just take a little bit for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you just make...
Everybody wins.
Yeah. Everybody wins. And then it only gets bad if somebody gets hired and they're trying to, like, get a promotion. And then they start to go after the black market. And then they fuck up the whole thing. Like, in the restaurant industry, like, hey, the kitchen needs to drink.
Yeah.
It just needs to happen. Cooks need tequila. Their lives are hard.
Yeah.
And there's no way that a busy restaurant is not going to have alcoholics making you food.
Yeah.
It's just awesome. What it is. And then, like, bartenders need to steal money. Like, that's what...
I saw this thing online where like, someone tweeted a picture of a restaurant who at the bottom of the menu has an option to buy a six-pack for the staff, the
dope,
kitchen staff.
Dude.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I'm like, I love that. That's such a sick little, like, hey, yeah, fellas.
I bet only 5% of people do that in a year.
Oh, I bet.
But that's the thing where it's like... The back of the house makes if you're not the
if you're not a citizen, you make like $10 an hour.
Yeah,
it's bananas.
Yeah,
so it's a thing, and they get 0% of the tips usually.
They get zero.
Because
there's
some places that get
no. It's like, illegal everywhere. For back of the house to make tips.
Yeah,
so that's how they keep costs down. So like back of the house makes a little bit more money. The front of the house makes minimum wage, and then all of their income is based off of tips.
Yeah.
But, like, the whole model's fucked because the owner just wants to pay people as little as possible.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all, dude, the restaurant industry is shit. Your boss, your ex-boss sucks.
Yeah.
Fuck everybody. We're the shit. Let's make some money and have some babies, man.
Yeah.
I just went and interviewed at a temp agency.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, what's your desired salary? And I was like,
$10 million.
Like, your desired, like, hourly wage. And I was like, at minimum, $15 an hour.
And they were blown away.
And they were like, there's places, but there was it was a thing where it was like, there's places where you can get you gigs. Some of them are going to maybe be $13 or $14 an hour because minimum wage doesn't go to $15 in New York City until 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So like, they'll pay you $15 once that's the minimum they're allowed to pay you. And mm-hmm. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It is so crazy that minimum is like the standby.
Yeah.
We're going to give you the least we can legally give you.
If we could give you less,
we would.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Just for the sake of
it's
humility.
It's crazy because it's minimum.
Yeah.
Like, it should be there's like high wages, medium wages, and minimum wages, but everybody makes minimum wage in New York City.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, real estate cost is like maximum cost for an apartment anywhere in the country.
Yeah. I've been temping this last week. And I'm like doing stuff where I'm basically like,
I call it hashtag office mic.
Yeah. Office mic. It's also funny because I got a quote unquote office job. Uh-huh. And what I'm doing is I'm working for a company and they're moving literally like next door. So I just am packing up books and putting them in boxes and moving them on a hand truck. I'm basically a mover, but I have to wear business casual. Like, it's crazy. I got a blue collar office job.
A blue collar manual labor job.
In an office.
In an office.
But I, so I,
the
so,
worst of both worlds.
Yeah, exactly. But I have to take at both buildings, I have to take the freight elevator because I have like a hand truck and all this shit, and I can't go out a revolving door with a hand truck. But so I take the building they're moving into still has like construction going on in it sometimes. So I'm on the freight elevator with construction workers, and I've been doing it since Wednesday. I've already had 3 or 4 conversations about eating pussy, which is amazing. But another one, I was standing in there. I get in with my hand truck with the boxes on it, and this guy is just like, "Yeah, man, you see," like he's like, "You see it as soon as you get into Jersey. All the hipsters and the trust fund kids are like," and he was just like, this construction worker was like eloquently explaining like income inequality, and it was so fucking funny.
That's so good.
It was funny in just the way that it's like, oh, this is what everyone is talking about.
Yeah.
All the time now.
I love that, like, Jersey is hipsters him too. Like, if he went to Bushwick, it would blow his fucking mind.
Well, I think he's talking about all like the high rises and shit going up in like Jersey City and Hoboken and stuff like that. Just like pushing working people out.
Dude, I never want a white collar job because like I see how they talk to each other and nobody says what they mean. Like at work, I mean, I'm a bartender. Like all I do is talk about sucking dick, getting fucked, fucking chicks, partying. It's like so sick, dude. And I talk about it with like I talk about it with conservative Muslims that are like 50 years old, and they'll be like, "Will, you like her? You want to get your dick sucked?" And I'm like, I'm so into it, dude. Lawyers 100%. Don't get to do that shit, man.
No.
Blue collar for life, dude. But except, like, I want to be rich, too, dude.
That seems fun.
Yeah.
So what we have to do
is,
and I'm going to say this on a public podcast, become very successful drug dealers.
Ooh, I have some connections.
It is, you can talk about fucking and eating pussy, and you make a bunch of money.
Yeah.
We get into drug trade because of PC culture. I'm not being able to talk about my dick and my balls.
I can't talk about eating pussy at my office job, which is annoying to me.
Yeah, of course.
I think I've talked to – there's so many people in this office that I'm working at. I've talked to maybe 4 of them.
Mm.
Like said words to 4 of them.
Sure.
Bro, the email culture, all that shit, I can't do it. We actually – a mutual ex of ours, Michael – she has a lot of friends who were drug dealers and then became legitimate businessmen.
Of course.
They sold like major weight in weed until their mid-30s. They were like losers. Like they didn't have a lot going on for them, but they made so much money, and then they all bought restaurants, and now they're all married to supermodels and having babies with them.
Christ.
God damn it.
But that's the way to go, dude. And we can still do that right now. And you guys, nobody would even smell it on you.
That's the only good.
Sober, vegan, comedian, traditionally poor.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be spending money all crazy.
We wouldn't be taking our own product.
Also,
in.
Also, actively poor.
Actively poor.
Aggressively poor.
Diego would just buy more plants for his room. That's the only expenditure.
Know what I would get.
More rings.
Yeah. These ones would be real gold this time.
Yeah, there you go. I want a nice necklace.
You want a nice necklace?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing a nice necklace.
It's already falling apart.
No, it's not. We're allowed to buy necklaces.
I can get you a necklace.
You can pay cash for a necklace.
Cash for gold. You see it all the time.
What do you pay for that necklace?
$10.
It looks like real gold.
It looks gold. Yeah. Because so I was.
I didn't realize it wasn't gold.
Yeah. It's brass. but so I go to a specific spot in Chinatown.
The one with the Chinese woman?
The one with the Chinese woman. I go to a spot. It's called Chinese Town.
But it's where all the Chineses are.
But I went there, and I was wearing these rings, and she's like, "Oh, we sell those rings here, too." And I was like, "No, I got them here. I've been here before." And I had a necklace in my hand, and she pulls the necklace out of my hand and puts this one in my hand, and she goes, "You've been here before, so I'll tell you the truth. This is the good one."
Yeah.
And it was the same price. I was like, "Same price?" She's like, "Yeah, same price." And I was like, "Great."
Hell yeah.
It was like, won't fucking rub off on my neck and turn my neck green.
What is the difference? What won't turn your neck green?
I think a brass one
is actual metal. The other one was like stainless steel.
No, I think the stainless steel is the one that doesn't. And the brass is what rubs off.
So why'd she give you that one?
This is stainless steel, I think, and not brass.
Oh, I see.
So it's like gold, like copper colored. Plated, probably.
Now, will you wear that into the shower, or do you pop it off?
I usually...
We'll find out tonight.
Yeah, we're going back, and me and Diego are going to watch.
I'm not against wearing the shower. I wore it when we went swimming, like, mm-hmm. and it's fine. I usually just take it off at the end of the night anyway, and I usually shower at the end of the night or in the morning.
Dude, I miss when I stunted more with my clothing. Like, I miss wearing, like, stupid chains and, like, insane shirts, man. I, like, really got basic in the past 3 years, bro. Yeah.
But I think you've also really refined your life in general. Like, you've really cut the fat off of everything.
I mean, I was insane 3 years.
I mean, I don't know if we want to add it on the podcast, but you did get caught pissing out of your bedroom window.
Yeah, a lot. Well, that
which
was
is now my bedroom
end.
Window.
Yeah. You're welcome, bro.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, like I would like just have these depressive spells where I couldn't leave the room, and then like I didn't want to like piss in like a fucking thing, so I was just like, well, it's a nice day outside, and it kind of feels cool to pee out a window.
It does really feel cool to pee out a window.
But then our landlady found like the streak of piss on the siding, and she was not happy about it. Never confronted me about it, and still like very much likes me to this day.
I talked about this on the walk over here, the power rankings of us in her mind.
Yeah.
Where it's number one now is Diego.
Yeah.
Is number one. You're definitely number two. Mm-hmm. And I'm number six.
You're
somehow.
Behind Patrick.
I'm behind Schroeder, who doesn't even live there.
You're behind Patrick
no,
and your
Denny
cat.
Denny is her all-time, like, least favorite person of all time.
As long as I...
She put Denny on the street to begin with, and then, like, that continued the spiral of his life going down.
Yeah, because...
Shout out Mike Denny, the greatest man that has ever lived.
Better than Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, but she kicked
Martin
out.
Luther, who?
She kicked out Denny and Schroeder.
Yeah.
But Schroeder was just like.
I've also never seen the basement, I realize. I've never seen the basement room.
Well, now it's padlocked.
Oh, okay.
You can't get down there without asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we used to be able to go down there and go in the backyard, but she put the kibosh on that.
I used to just go down there because I had my air conditioner down there. I used to keep my air conditioner down there all winter. So it wouldn't take up space in the house, and now it fucking really does. But yeah, she would kick me out if she could. I mean, here's the thing. She very much could. I'm not on the lease.
Yeah.
Even
a
little.
She kicked out Schroeder and Denny with like a day's notice. She was just like, I don't want you to live here anymore.
Yeah. Ugh. She kicked out Schroeder, I think, just because she didn't want anyone living in that basement anymore.
I think like Diego is her friend. Like she likes Diego and she likes talking with Diego. Plus Diego speaks Spanish. She like wants to fuck me like hard body dude. Like every time I go down, she like I don't care like what weight I'm at. I think she has a thing for bald dudes. She'll be like, I was wearing my like Cavs jersey one time, and she was just like, "Ay papi, más fuerte." She like, touched me, and like she will talk shit and scream at you guys. But she's like tried to do that shit before, and then I just walk out, and she'll just be like, "Hola Willy." And, like, she just totally calms down. It's a very weird dynamic between us.
She doesn't even look at me.
Well, I don't think she likes tattoos to begin with, because when I got my tattoo, she was, like, a little bit judgy about it.
Yeah.
But also, she might think that I'm, like, really insane because I was peeing out the window and I didn't give a fuck. So.
Yeah.
That is a, yeah, it's a sign.
But she always liked me better than Kyle.
Hmm. Yeah. And she liked Kyle.
She liked him fine, but, like, I was, like, way up there. But now Diego's, like...
I think it's also a thing where you and Kyle at least speak like a little bit of Spanish, and I have in the almost 5 years we've lived there, I haven't even attempted it once because I don't know it. I never took Spanish. I never even knew how to. I don't know anything in Spanish, so it would be like weird if I tried.
Yeah, I would always just be like, I would count in Spanish, and I would just be like, por favor. I love hearing Diego speak Spanish. I love when people speak languages and then they actually speak them, because all my bilingual friends are so ashamed of their other language. And like the way you do it is always soft spoken and so like, I don't know, like so intimate and cute. Like, bro,
thank
like,
you so much.
It's very attractive.
Thank you so much.
It is fun to watch you talk to your mom on the phone.
Oh, okay, interesting.
I would love to hear you do it with gusto. Like, like the guys at work are always just like, "Hola, papo, qué pasó?"
And yeah, like, I can turn it on a little bit.
Like, that's like the guy that fixed our shower was the loudest person.
It was nuts.
I've ever
screaming. You're a foot away from.
But I think that's just how he talks.
That's how he talks
100% of the time. Yeah. But he had like this weird, because his voice wasn't deep.
No,
but it was really loud and it resonated
nasally.
Yeah, but it was crazy. I was just like in my room, like, like
it was like it a felt jab. Like, yeah, like, fucking chill.
Dude. When I hear any other language, like English, just sucks. It does. Like Spanish is so melodic and so beautiful and so fun. Like it just like it takes away some like. English can get awkward and cold and stilted, and like Spanish, like even when somebody's mad at you, it still is kind of tight
because
like there's a sing-songy melody
yeah,
to
it's very
it. There's
stride.
Rhythm,
yeah,
and it like takes away passive aggression. Like English would be like you're an idiot, and like in Spanish it's like tú eres pendejo, yeah. And like there's just more energy and more feel behind it. English sucks, bro.
My favorite thing is when we're in public. And somebody is speaking in Spanish, and I look at Diego to be like, what are they saying? And he's like, I got nothing on that one.
Yeah, it's like somebody like a crazy, deep, like, Dominican accent where they have no gapping between syllables or words. And it's just like, and I'm like, I can tell that was Spanish.
Yeah.
What the fuck he said?
Nothing else.
It's tense. And just, it's hard.
I love it, dude. I wish I spoke more. I've tried to learn more. I only know how to swear and ask for, like, restaurant shit.
Sure.
You just keep going down to Celso's apartment, like asking her for like butter and stuff.
Dame mantequilla, por favor.
Well, my accent was becoming Mexican because the only time I'd really speak Spanish was with the kitchen staff when I worked at restaurants. And like I call my parents and they'd be like, "Your accent sounds weird." And I go, "Oh, I realize it's I'm like losing Colombian and I'm almost gaining Mexican." And then I started watching Narcos a lot. And I'm like, oh, there we go. There's the
like
cadence. And it came back a little bit.
Do you get pissed off watching Narcos because Pablo's Brazilian?
No. The first season, it's very obvious that guy is Brazilian. His jump from season one to season two is impressive.
Yeah.
He really, like, I'm not saying he's like as good as a natural born Colombian, but for someone who doesn't speak the fucking language. To be able to
oh,
hit.
Yeah, I always forget that
it's a different language.
Brazilians speak Portuguese.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Portuguese is way different from, like,
yeah.
You can understand it, but, like, Portuguese is, like, Italians. Like, there's way more feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, like, when someone speaks Portuguese, I can catch a couple words or I can get an idea vaguely.
Yeah.
But I can't speak back to anyone. But his season two accent was, like, so much better where I was, like, I could ignore it and just enjoy everyone else. But, like, I love that the majority of the cast were Colombians.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm like, oh, I never get to hear Colombian Spanish because there's not a lot of Colombians in New York City.
And they are, they're very specific. Far out in Queens.
In Queens,
like,
yeah.
Flushing.
Which is where I went to see the Colombian soccer game with Gethard. Yeah. There was like a fucking full bar of Colombians. I'm like, I never get to be around this many Colombians.
Yeah, because they're out in Flushing. God. They do like in Flushing Meadow Park on the weekends, there's like a big, it's like weird. It's like not really a farmer's market. But it's like a bunch of outdoor food stands that are all Colombian.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
like, so sick.
Yeah.
I watched this like a, you know, it was like a Irish try American food or blah, blah.
Yeah.
They did
yeah.
one with Colombian food and everyone's like, oh, this is really nice.
Yeah.
This is good. It's like, yeah, it's simple.
Good and nice.
This is very yeah. good. And they did pan de queso, which is like cheesy bread kind of a
yeah.
thing. And it's like so good. And these things called buñuelos, which are like fried dough balls.
Oh, you told me about those.
They're yeah. just so like, they don't have like a very strong taste. They're just like very subtle, but they're like so like warm and like hot. And they're just like fucking good dough.
So,
just,
so wait, you're saying that these things are warm and hot?
They're warm and hot.
Pretty wild.
Now, if you were at a Colombian party and like you were like taken away because you haven't like been around so many Colombians in so long, would you break your veganism?
No.
Never.
No, I'm not saying never, but now right now I wouldn't break my veganism. There's
this was like yesterday, because Diego famously dislikes Hispanic people.
I can't disagree.
And yesterday he was in the shower, and it's very funny because Diego doesn't like music in general, so it's always funny when I hear him listening to music. But yesterday he was listening to Colombian music while he was in the shower, and I could hear it, and I was like, "This is fucking crazy." Yeah. But here's the thing. I love it.
It's so good.
I never
it's
listened to it.
It's old cumbia.
Yeah.
And it's like the most accordions and like this kind of beat is
yeah.
like the most Colombian thing in the world to me. This song is so fucking sick, dude.
I just always want to. I never listen to that type of music like on purpose. But whenever I hear it, I'm like, this is mostly what I want to listen to.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm like sitting around the house.
Well, it's not like heavily emotional. It's just like. We're chilling. We're doing some shit. We're hanging out. Like, we're gonna just, like, move our hips a little bit
yeah.
and fucking... Yeah.
This is one of my favorite songs of all time. The music video is fucking insane because it's a guy in a jungle. And there's, like, three mirrors. kind of behind him. So people are like walking behind him and you can't see them. You see what's in front of them.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking insane song. Yeah. But accordions are like my fucking favorite thing now.
How did the accordion get to Colombia? Was that like some German shit?
There was, yeah, like an immigration of, I think there was like one specific person who like was in Colombia, basically. The story is vague.
Was he a Nazi?
Nazis didn't really go to Colombia.
Yeah, they
were
more
Argentina and Brazil. I'm sure a couple got in. But like not famously.
That was like another thing. Like that's, yeah, there's like another, that's like a, that's why there's a lot of accordions in like mariachi stuff is because of the German influence in Mexico.
Yeah, they just fucking added it to cumbia music.
Yeah, it's a weird. My also going back a little bit. My ex she worked at the Macy's in Herald Square.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the best Macy's.
Bananas,
crazy. But she worked for MAC Cosmetics, and she learned like at least conversational Portuguese because enough people would come from Brazil to buy thousands of dollars worth of merchandise to bring back to Brazil to sell it there.
It's a little bit less now because the economy is kind of taking a shit. Like 2010 to 2015, the whole country shut down and started doing ethanol instead of oil.
E85 gas.
And it basically made a bunch of people that were poor very rich because Brazil, there's no middle class. You're either in a favela or you're a fucking millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so all these people came to New York to just like buy iPhones, do all this wild shit, and they were spending money like it was going out of style. And like, they're all like really good fucking people. Like, they're not pieces of shit like the rich people in America. But now it's slowing down a little bit. Like, and we would all get so mad because they didn't know how to tip. They didn't know how to wait in line. They didn't know how to, it's like what French people would think about Americans. Like, you have money but no class.
Uh-huh.
And that was the same thing with Brazilians in New York.
That's like that's a really interesting thing that I never thought about because you work at like a high volume, like fine dining restaurant.
Yeah.
So do you see like world trends in like a small scale there? That's wild.
You watch like different parts of the world like come up.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Because they're always like the restaurant you work at is
like
always
Mexico
on.
Is like there's way more rich Mexicans now. Like they've kind of replaced a lot of the Brazilians, and it's nice because they generally know about American trends. Like they tip, they know how to like they know what to order, they know what's going on. Like,
okay.
Brazilians were like it was dope because they were spending money like crazy. They were like, I've got $500, let's buy a bottle of champagne. You'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But then they would have these 4-hour meals where people were coming and going from the table. Like they would walk in with 20 people and it was just like fucking bananas. But yeah, dude, it's crazy. And now like a lot of Korean people are killing it too.
Huh.
It's dope. I mean, the only people that I hate are the Swedes. I've been very vocal about this.
It's true. Yeah, you have been vocal
about that. The whitest people in the world. Leif, I love you. You're American, but everybody else from your family's part of the world is dog shit.
They suck, including most of my family. Like, they are the worst.
Well, they made you so they can't be all bad, but the Swedes are bad.
Is there, like, do you get a lot of, like, it's, like, weird, like rich New Yorker people in there, like, but almost like not even like I'm thinking of like just like union guys that make a lot of money and stuff like that, or do they not?
So like blue collar guys that like became rich?
Shit, those are the kind of people
I mean,
I'm most
every once
in
a while you get like a Jersey guy that's like somehow got successful,
yeah,
and that's dope. Like you always want down to earth people, but by and large, like, no, it's a lot of family money.
Okay. That's such a weird. I no one in my family has ever been successful. Like there has been like it's always in a weird way if they're successful at all. But it's like
you don't have like a rich uncle or
nothing.
No, maybe.
I all of my family is like mostly blue collar. Where it's like you can make good money. Where it's like my uncle's like a steam fitter. And, like, my dad is an operating engineer and shit like that. So, like,
but it's not, like, wealth.
No. It's, like, at best, comfortable.
Yeah.
And everyone has always hit a streak of bad luck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, but there's no one in my, at least in my immediate family, that is, like, very successful. Like, no one comes to a holiday party and, like, sticks out. This is like the rich
drove their Maserati
person.
Here.
Yeah. It's nothing. It's never any of that. It's always like varying.
Ooh, new Hyundai.
Yeah. At best, upper middle class, but
a
not
Prius,
even. But not even in that. Yeah, it's like we like what my mom's cousin. It's like her husband works at the New York Times.
That's dope.
And well, that's the New York Times.
Yeah. And then she works for like a bunch of nonprofits. So they like live in the city and like are comfortable, but it's like it's still like they drive a Prius. And like it's not like anything. He's the first person who ever profiled Marc Maron about WTF. So when Mark was like leaving the garage,
he left the garage?
Yeah, because he got a new house.
Oh.
So he
it doesn't have a garage?
I guess it's a different garage. But it was like the article that this guy that's in my family wrote is like framed on the wall.
Oh,
and
so
he was
sick.
like really thanked him to be like, you like helped make this what it was.
That's just
like
that. Dude.
So that's like really cool.
What's his name?
I'm not going to say his name. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. I don't want to say anyone's name anywhere. Instagram isn't written about this fucking podcast.
Weird. Podcast has fallen from grace.
Apparently, recently he got a bunch of people got really mad at him because the Times paid for him and my mom's cousin and their kid to go on a Disney cruise. And
dope.
Yeah, and then he just fucking trashed it because he was like, "It's fucking lame." And then people were mad at him
because
he's like, "I don't know."
Like they love.
I think you shouldn't trash when your employer gives you a free vacation. Like,
well, I think the point was to review it.
Oh,
yeah, because he's like he works for travel.
Getting money from Disney as part of the promotion, right?
People that read the article were mad at him.
Yeah, people fucking love Disney, bro. My sister's boyfriend.
I think that shit is a sickness.
Like, they haven't gotten married, but she's pretty much a stepmom now. They go to Disney every single year for the big vacation.
No, thank you.
My good friends are very into it.
You can jerk off at Disney,
bro.
Yeah.
All right. Space
Mountain's dark, bro.
My good friends are very into it, but they go every year, but it's not like – there's people where it's like – it's their whole personality is like Disney, where – fortunately, my friends are into other stuff also.
Yeah.
It's weird how if someone's entire personality is dependent on one thing, even if that one thing is kind of cool, is kind of lame.
Yeah.
I was like, I love NASCAR, or I love pottery, or it's the one thing I do.
I think
it's like,
that's
fucking diversified.
Like shit in your 20s. And then, like, by the time you start getting late 20s, 30s, you're like, yeah. Like, I don't just want to be the weed guy or the party guy or, like, I just don't have the energy to keep all that shit up. I see people in their late 30s, early 40s that like are still trying to keep it up, and it's just like, bruh, just be yourself.
Yeah, just be whatever.
It's like, it feels so sad,
especially in comedy. I mean, everything's blown. Like, I feel like whenever I talk to civilians, like my points are so blown out because the people that I'm hanging out with are like totally blowing out one part of their personality and forsaking the rest of what makes them a human being. That like when I say like this motherfucker, these fucking pieces of shit, like everybody's just like, who are you talking about?
Right.
And it's just like this weird scene of people that have decided to stop being people.
Yeah.
It's a thing where it's like only because we are like inundated with jokes and ideas at all times. So now only like the most weird and fucked up things make us laugh.
Yeah, dude.
So now when you hang out with people who are not comedians, which is always such a breath of fresh air. Like after like a while, they're like, what are you, like, you sound like an insane person. You're always like, what if we kill them with a gun? And they're like, it's a guy at the fucking Auntie Anne's pretzels, man. Calm down.
Let him live.
Can I tell you the two most fucked up things of the 2018 that have made me laugh really hard?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So me and Patrick Schroeder, my podcast co-host.
Yeah. Friend of the apartment.
We have movie nights where he comes over and we watch Tyler Perry and we get really high.
I was honored to join for a little while last time.
We came up with two movie ideas that are like so fucked up, and I think only comedians can find them funny, and I want to make both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I have one that we talked about on an earlier episode of the podcast. I got to tell you about it too.
Okay, so the first one that we came up with, this was like 6 months ago when we first got the bidet.
Mm-hmm.
Pat is afraid of bidets because Pat's an idiot and he thinks that a bidet will make you gay.
It does rhyme.
It does rhyme. That's going to be part of the catchphrase for the marketing.
Yeah.
He just feels like if that's how it starts, if you have water in your butthole. And I was just like, what if there was a guy who was worried about that, and then he tried a bidet, and then he did find out that he was gay after using the bidet, and then he had to come out to his family. And it's not played for laughs. It's played like a totally serious fucking drama.
Like Dallas Buyers Club.
He has to come out to his mom and his dad and his whole family. It changes his whole life. It like totally separates everything. And it's a real coming of age tale. Eat, pray, love. The guy changes forever. It's great. So you guys didn't like that one too much.
No, I love it.
I just I like it. It'd be fun.
The second one is a dude who's in a fight with his girlfriend. She slaps him across the face. He leaves to get fresh air. He walks to the park. This is basically... he sits on a bench.
Uh-huh.
And then he gets brutally raped by a homeless man.
Uh-huh.
And the rape is, like, real brutal. Like, real long.
Yeah.
And then he has to go back into the apartment that he shares with his girlfriend.
And continue the fight.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm... so, I'm not mentally healthy, man.
Yeah.
See, our movie idea was, so you know the movie franchise Ted, and Ted 2 with the teddy bear. So this is Ted 3, but instead of the teddy bear, it's Ted Kaczynski. But it's still the same movie, like Mark Wahlberg's
now,
there.
Is like Ted Kaczynski like little and
nope.
portable?
No, nope, I think same it's size. Full-size human Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah.
I love Kaczynski, bro. I fuck with your guys' idea. I don't know if mine's going to get made.
I don't think ours is going to get made either.
Yeah. Ours might be a sketch, but also we don't do sketches.
Yeah. We also had another one where is the Guinness. Cause you
I
know,
like this one better.
You know how when you make a, you break a Guinness
World
Record.
We didn't
talk
about this on the podcast?
We did talk about it on the podcast, okay. And I don't care.
Oh, okay.
You know how you, when you break a Guinness World Record, there has to be someone there to verify it that works for them?
Mm-hmm.
So you try to break the Guinness Book of World Record for... murder. you're there with the guy and you just open the door and start fucking mowing people down, and the guy's just standing there with a clipboard being like, well, I guess you did it.
Just counting feverishly. Yeah. Well, the past record was no.
None. No one ever tried to do this.
Wait, can there be a record for murder? Because like wartime, how can you account?
You can't. You
the guys who
it.
Dropped the atomic bomb got like 100,000. Like you can't like get
what a perfectly round number. Yeah, 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 those exact. Yeah.
I mean, like 100,001, but like approximately, like
approximately. Approximately. My old long time ago ex, her grandmother was Japanese, and she was in
Hiroshima.
I think she was Nagasaki when she was like a kid, and she's like remembered it. And we were like walking to dinner, and she's just telling me about it.
Oh,
and I'm like,
God.
Whoa. She's like,
and
yeah,
she has
I
like an arm growing out.
Yeah. You never know.
She's like, oh, I lost most of my family like, in that day. And I was like, fucking Christ. The reason we're talking about it is because she knew I did martial arts. And she's like, oh, my grandfather trained at the Kodokan. And I'm like, what? It's like the first dojo. Like it's the most
badass.
The first dojo, basically, in Jigoro Kano. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I remember, her dad would always talk about how he trained there. It was like a very point of pride for their family. And I'm like, fuck yeah, that's so sick. And then we talked more about Japan and asked her more questions. She's like, well, I was over there during
the like, no.
Not what I wanted to know. But she's so rad. She's the coolest.
It's so weird how no one in my family has anything. But it's like no story. It's like the thing was like my dad was in the military during Vietnam, but was not stationed in Vietnam. So he's a Vietnam era veteran, but not he didn't serve in Vietnam. And like my grandfather, it was so funny. My grandfather was in the Air Force, and he was like, I want to be a pilot. And then in the Air Force, he found out he was colorblind.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, nah, man,
you can't
fly a plane if you're colorblind. So then he was like, well, I guess I'm going to go to the Navy. Just like also was in the Navy.
Huh.
And so the only cool story is I found out – I thought my grandparents met through mutual friends because my grandfather was stationed – he's from Boston originally, but he was stationed at the Navy base at the end of Long Island. It was Camp Hero. It was like – there was like all these crazy like
Camp Hero.
Camp Hero. There's all these like conspiracy theories about like about like these monsters that are there from experiments and stuff. It's pretty wild.
Oh
yeah. But he was out there. But they met. I found this out when I was always like, oh, they had mutual friends and blah blah blah. I found out that they met. My grandma just picked him up while he was hitchhiking one day.
No shit.
He was just trying to get
so
back
sick.
To the army base. And my grandma was just like, I'll pick up this handsome guy.
What about this pussy?
And then they met and they got married and are now still married.
That's
which
so
is pretty,
sick.
Pretty fun.
That's great.
And they're like, Mike, how'd you meet your wife? And I'm like, I've not paid $3,000 for a Russian woman. You get shipped over in a wooden box. Marry me.
There you go.
Those are, oh, do you get a lot of those in the restaurant? Guys with like obvious mail order brides?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
There's a guy, Low Rollin' Mike, we call him, because he tips really bad, and he always comes in, like, right at close and then orders his recourse. It's kind of funny, though. I have to work a lot of holidays because I'm low on the totem pole.
Which is crazy because you've been there for a long time.
Well, now I am a little bit higher.
Okay.
But on big holidays, so Thanksgiving, Christmas, he comes in with two hookers. And
two hookers,
huh. And he gets cocktails at the bar, and then he goes to the table, and he's a big, fat, bald, boring kidney doctor, and like, I don't know, like those girls, like they seem to have good attitudes about it, and like they are like out there for the money, and God bless them, because this dude has no money. Like he comes in with a burner phone and is just texting hookers at the bar all night. And they come out on Christmas Eve to spend time with a lonely man. And I was just like, yo, I am sex worker positive till the death after seeing that shit.
Sure.
There's so many like weirdos that need some loving. If you got the money for it, God bless America, dude. This is a great country with great people in it.
It's mm-hmm. crazy because sex work is very stigmatized. And to me,
it's kind of like the most important thing.
It's very important. But it's to me that from my few friends that I know that are sex workers, they seem to more be therapists than having to have sex.
Yeah.
It's like,
and I think it's stigmatized that they're all like drug addicts and shit, but like we've been doing, like you, in comedy, you meet sex workers and it's just like, they kind of get that shit out of their system and then they're in it for the money and they actually get kind of good at it and they're actually like very decent people.
Yeah, and they're like skilled. They're like skilled people. People? the plural of a people person.
In Germany, they have a state-sponsored program where sex workers like have sex with the disabled, and you can get like money from the state to have sex with disabled people who aren't getting any pussy anywhere else. And that is the greatest thing.
Isn't that getting pussy a disability?
I know a lot of people that should be able to park a lot closer to stores.
I mean, at this point, like with what incels are doing, like, yeah, let's throw some sex workers at that. But
seriously,
like, you know, the disabled person.
I don't think so, just because I don't want anyone to have to spend time with an incel.
That seems like a punishment.
Yeah.
I've never been with a sex worker.
Yeah.
And I'm not necessarily against it.
I'm not against it either.
I just don't know any.
Oh. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Oh, sick.
In comedy, you do.
You definitely know a bunch of sex workers.
Yeah.
I don't know that I know them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can give you some names after.
Give me some names.
Yeah, after that. But I also don't think alone. I also don't think that they are open to having sex with other comedians.
Some of them
I'll
are.
Quit.
Okay.
I'll quit.
No, some of them definitely are.
Yeah.
That's sick.
And some of them are open about it, but I don't think it's my space to say it
sure.
on this podcast.
What about Facebook?
I'll say it. I'll
tag
say it.
Him,
as,
bro.
As soon as we finish recording, I can tell you.
Well, hey guys, it's been a great episode.
But no, I guess we wanted this to be to be the 2018 kind of wrap up show. We just started talking instead, which is more fun. But is there anything from this year that you guys are like look back on fondly or not, or are like a thing where it's like, oh, I went through that and it was very hard, but I came through.
Sure.
And how? What do you? I guess we can, because I don't think we do like real resolutions.
Well, okay.
But like, do you have anything you're like thinking about for 2019 as like a positive change or a negative change? You can like fucking. I don't fucking care.
That's a good point.
Start putting fucking
I talked to you about
gasoline
this,
into your fucking veins.
Where for 2019, I'm really going to start asking for things because it's getting a little frustrating where like I see people that I wouldn't necessarily say are not deserving, but are
here's
getting
the thing,
a lot.
We're on our podcast. You do not have to be diplomatic.
I'm trying to be, but I want to make sure I'm being genuine with my words, Rods. I think they're getting more than they deserve. Just because they ask for things, and I don't ask for things because I think it's like shows.
You want to be good.
Because I want people to want me on the shows.
But we are – I have the same thing, and it is, quite frankly, delusional to be like – to only want to work and be recognized on merit alone.
I think that if you do a comedy show and there's a flyer for it and you ask to be on the show, there should be a fucking asterisk next to your name. Because the whole idea of it, the whole thing is like, look, I'm booked on another show. It's like, you pressured somebody into telling you to be on the show.
Yeah.
It's like someone saying like, hey, you should ask me on a date. It's like, well, what the fuck, man? Don't put that on me.
Counterpoint. What if all of comedy is about heat and you just have to wait for the heat and asking for things is bad and feels bad because it is bad and you just pave your own way and you become undeniable and then you tell everybody to suck a fucking dick.
Sure.
Because you're Diego and you're the shit.
Thank you so much. Sure. A, hard to get heat when you're not doing shows. Hard to get better when you're not doing shows.
But you have gotten better.
Not this month.
Bro, you have such a fighter's mentality. Chill the fuck out. You're the fucking man.
I appreciate
you're funny
that.
As shit, and you just had a big opportunity, like, nigh on 3 days ago.
Thank you.
And, like, I know you want to maximize everything, and you should ask a little bit, but, like, yo, I watch these fucking asking motherfuckers, and I run a show, and I hate mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate people asking me for shit. I hate when they send a tape, because, like, now I got to watch a tape after you ask me some mm-hmm. shit. Like, fuck off. And I just want to be... I want the power. I want to create the cool shit and have them come to me.
Yeah.
And, like, ASCII's fine, but, like, that something's got to give there. I don't think anybody gets, like, the career by being ASCII. I think, like, you can get, like, some pops and get a little bit of heat, but I don't think, like, it gets you the fucking full enchilada.
Mm-hmm.
Don't trip, because that sounds also like some – I don't know. I might just be overly aggressive on this point. It kind of sounds – like, you needing, because you're such a methodical and such, a, like, a hard fucking worker, like, yo, ask for shit, but, like, also, you don't need to be doing shows to get better because you're the fucking man. That's all you need
mm-hmm.
is to know that you're the goddamn man.
Well, I appreciate
you're
it.
You're the big boy.
So I would say that for resolution and the thing that Will kind of touched on, the opportunity that I got that I can't talk about or I don't want to talk about that you two know of. That's huge. That was very big. And then on the Thanksgiving episode, the things I mentioned then.
Diego, listen, I'll say what happened. Diego is now in the running to be, he's in the top five, about to be chosen to be the boyfriend of, you guessed it, NBA legend Charles Barkley.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Woo! Thank you, guys.
He's going to be one of Barkley's boys.
Barkley's boys.
He's a terrible boyfriend.
You're going to live at the Barkley's Center.
Thank you so much.
Which is what he calls his
house.
That's
a big man.
Yeah.
That's a lot of ready, man.
So I'm doing my stretches. So that's my end, I guess. Yeah, what I thought about on the Thanksgiving episode, and then the one thing that recently happened, and hope 2019 is a big year, or just a good year, whatever. It's been good. Life's good.
Yeah, I think everything has just... I think it's the same thing where it's like I am always like, all you have to do is work hard and be good, and that's enough. And it's not enough, but I wish it was.
I mean, we see people that just hang out.
Yeah.
People that open for big-name comics, and they just hung out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got better by doing that. And it's like, that's a strategy. But it's just like, I don't know. My whole thing is I got the fucking prayer hands tattoo because I'm just like, everything's going to be what it'll be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good guy. I work pretty hard. I have a captain of my own ship, but, like, I'm not going to trip. And I hate people that try hard, man. I fucking hate it. Because, like, they can be cool, but, like, you could just feel that try hard stank on
them. Try-hardness in the way of, like, look at me. Look over here. I'm hanging out.
And no, just like, yo, give me a shot. Give me a shot. Give me a shot. Like, put me on.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, yo... I think that's the move, is to hang out, not expect shit, and then as soon as they call your number, go up and crush it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a hard place to be in, and that's like a huge, like, that's hard.
Totally.
I don't know. My thinking might be completely off on that. I have a friend who is asking for a lot of spots, and because he doesn't have something to trade, people treat him like shit. And like, that's like, and they're like fucking people with nothing. Like, you run a show at the Grizzly Pair, fucking eat a fucking dick talking to people like that. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And, like, when you're my dog, like, I just don't want you to ever feel like you're not enough. You're enough.
Sure, sure.
You don't need to ask them. They should be coming to you.
One day.
I don't know. Sorry, boys.
That's okay.
I get excited.
I love that you get excited.
This year, I'm just going to try to get my dick bigger.
That's cool, dude.
I'm going to try to make my dick bigger.
What's your plan?
Make my body smaller? I don't know.
It works, bro.
Shrink my body.
I lost weight in 2018, and like I'm packing a little bit more, dude.
Yeah, I say trim for that specific reason.
Yeah.
It's an optical illusion.
Oh, I trimmed my pubes today.
No, trim body fat.
Oh, my body?
I didn't mean trim pubes.
Okay, is this a funny bit?
Mm-hmm.
You shave half of your pubes off vertically.
Yeah.
So, like, the left side. And then if you sleep with someone and they're like, what's up? You're like, I'm doing, like, a before and after thing.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
That's okay. What you want when you're about to fuck. Like, a good bit.
A good confused bit.
You're like, oh, okay.
What's up with this?
Yeah, I don't know if I have any goals for 2019. Maybe work out again, but I don't want to be one of those people that's like, January 1st.
You can come to Blink with me, dog.
Dude.
Every day, baby.
I got a fucking membership. I'm paying for it. Have you gone to the new one in Ridgewood yet?
No, I'm a little bit sketched out by that one. I've been to a lot of Blinks. I like Knickerbocker Blink. Yeah.
Where's the new Blink?
It's in that old movie theater on Myrtle.
Oh, is that closer to us?
I think it might be
marginally.
Like a 2-minute closer walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's like.
And Knickerbocker has like so many hot chicks. Like, it's very motivating, bro.
It's wild.
I forget about that because I work out alone. Or with my.
I work out alone.
I think that's. I have like a weird problem because you guys are like fitness guys and it's annoying because you have been in shape the entire time we've lived together and Will got in like he was never out of shape,
mm-hmm.
but you're in like very good shape now.
Yeah.
You lost a bunch of weight and your fucking cock is huge. And I lost.
Huge.
What machine is this?
I lost 20 pounds 5 months ago and immediately gained it all back because I saw that I did it and I was like, I did it.
Right. And it doesn't work
that
way.
I did it.
It doesn't work that
no.
way.
And I was like, well,
I wish it worked that way.
It's done now.
Yeah.
I have lost it. And then, but it's like a thing where it's like working out with you, it's like, this is great. But I don't know. It's just like a weird thing where it's like, it's fun to have to work out with someone else,
mm-hmm.
but I also don't want anyone to see me work out.
Sure.
Well, that's why Diego's nihilist fucking workout is so true because it's like to work out alone. It's not about having fun, bro.
No.
It's about self-hate.
Yeah.
And you need to have a healthy outlet for hating yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Dude, I pick the treadmill where I can see my face in the mirror in the distance. And I like when I don't want to run anymore, I'm just like, you fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Like I look into my eyes from 50 feet away and I'm just like, you got to go.
Yeah.
When people
it ain't
think,
fun, bro.
When people think that people that are in shape like their bodies, it's like, oh, no.
Nah.
We hate ourselves so much, we
that
keep pushing.
To, yeah.
I wish I liked myself enough to just sit on the couch.
And I will say, like, I had a bad visit to the doctor with high cholesterol, and that's motivating. Like, when you start to feel old as shit,
yeah,
like, that makes you want to do shit.
No, that's for sure. I get that for sure.
My 2019, I want to... I want to ask for things. No, I'm going to shout out Diego because he said that he always knew that I had a strong captain inside of me even when I was going off the rails, even when I was in choppy waters. And I want to just fucking continue to be the master and commander of my own shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm starting to get to a place where, like, I don't know, anybody that's just, like, tell me what to do or fucking – tell me what it is, like you were saying earlier, bro. Suck a dick.
Yeah.
Like, let's go.
And you've had some like good shit happening this year, like just in like,
well,
your podcast is popping
off
and
good.
People like it.
Shows are going good, but then every time I get excited about some shit, like, you know how New York is, it always takes longer and you always got to work harder and people always go back on the word, but like,
yeah,
I'm not even like, I have no time to fall into a depression. Like, I have no time to pee out my window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I pee in a toilet now. I'm a big boy.
You also live in the front of the house now, so peeing out the window is
very
bad.
Aggressive.
Dude, I walk through my room naked every single day. I want them to know.
With the blinds open?
Yeah.
A projector pointing me. What's happening? Will.winner.
Will.the.winner.
Winner.
on Instagram. And you're like,
good dad and ugly pod on Instagram.
Check out the pod. It's so good. It's one of my favorites. I listen all the time. I do fast forward when Patrick does his intro, but that's about it. I cannot stand his fucking slow, methodical nonsense.
Patrick is one of the worst people that has ever been born in the world.
Absolutely. But we love Will. And
Patrick.
Casey's fine. And Leif.
I like Patrick.
Bear with Leif
Casey.
Is fantastic. Follow Mike Abruzzi at Mike Abruzzi. That's his name.
That's my name. I got
find it. And you press follow. You lose nothing and you gain comedy and sometimes a picture of a funny shirt he sees.
I like to post a picture of a
the
funny
best
thing.
Stories in the game, dude.
Best
a lot
stories.
Of funny license plates.
Mm-hmm. License plate boy.
Yeah, dude.
Follow
it.
Me at this Diego Lopez. I like some old cars. Apparently, that's a
yeah,
thing I
that's
can't
a
stop
new
taking
thing
pictures
you started
of.
Doing.
And can I say?
Yep.
I'm into it.
Thank
I
you
love
so
it.
Much. Thank you so much.
I liked the one I posted the bird scooter.
That's very funny.
In your style. It's very fun to me.
Bird scooters, get on them. We love you. Bye. 5-star rate review. Email littletimepod@gmail.com for any questions or compliments either. You could do that too. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.